This municipal election is not about COVID. Innisfail mayoral candidate, Glenn Carrot, would have you think otherwise. One of the beauties and simplicities of municipal politics is that it is nonpartisan. It's not about the conservative versus liberal versus NDP versus fringe party. It's not right versus left. It's about seven individuals, with one vote each, trying to do what's best for their town. Simple. But Glenn would have you think otherwise. He has, in his mind, created two parties that Innisfail can choose from for our mayor: COVID believers or COVID deniers, fearful followers or freedom fighters. He has forged his wedge issue and pounds it incessantly into Main Street, posturing and hoping we're watching his efforts to save Innisfail. Then demands we pick a sidewalk on this broken road. In his Trump light, populist rhetoric, COVID is his wall and masks his Mexicans. He frequently trumpets that, if a council isn't fighting restrictions, then it's not for small business. How asinine. Glenn's version of fighting seems to be mostly saying that he's fighting. He breaks the law, flouts restrictions, and threatens uncivil disobedience. Has it really done any citizen of Innisfail any tangible good so far? Are small businesses since better off? Will they be if he continues as mayor? If you believe in Glenn and want him to continue his crusade of fighting the evildoers in Edmonton and Ottawa, fighting for your rights and freedoms, defending the Constitution, then encourage and support him to run for office at those levels. There will be a provincial and most likely another federal election in a couple of years. And he would at least be in the right ring for that fight. You have another choice in this election, Jean Barclay. She is not just the other candidate, or the ABC option. She's a brilliant choice, and arguably one of the best mayoral candidates in the province, and we're fortunate to have her. She is well versed of the workings of municipal and provincial governments. The Municipal Government Act probably has Minister Rick McKivver's office on speed dial, and has a wealth of experience working and communicating with other levels of government and various agencies. She knows the channels and how to advocate on Innisfail's behalf to Edmonton from within the system, legally and effectively. She's intelligent, knowledgeable, wise, balanced and engaging. She strives to listen, learn and filter through the noise to make sound decisions. She's a responsible and inspiring leader. Being mayor of small-town Alberta is not about constantly fighting the premier or the prime minister, regardless of the issue. Being mayor is about working with a team of councillors and administration, about compromise and collaboration, and focusing on making positive, tangible, and achievable changes to the town, to the betterment of the lives of every citizen, private and corporate. It's about being the spokesperson for our town when the time comes. It's about speaking and listening to the town, every day. Don't make this a protest vote about COVID, about your views on restrictions, lockdowns, vaccines, passports, Kenny, Trudeau, Alberta's future. We are all fed up with everything about this, regardless of party. This election is not about that. This election is more important. It's about the next 4 years of local governance. It's not about COVID, it's about Innisfail. Jim Carroll, Innisfail.